live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Danny Guy is the Senior Active Lifestyle Officer at Cambridge City Council. They have organised a free virtual fitness festival for this weekend. But before we talked about the festival and what was on offer, I asked Danny about her role at Cambridge City Council.
Well, thanks for having me on for a start, and Happy New Year. So my role, I'm an Active Lifestyles Officer at Cambridge City Council. So as a team, the Active Lifestyles team, we aim to encourage participants or people who live in Cambridge to get more active, which is normally quite challenging. And obviously the last year has made it even more challenging for some people. Yeah, our aim with the festival is to give a range of opportunities for people to get active, really, on one weekend.
So Danny, in other years, you've taken over sports halls and you've done things all across Cambridge. Now, how is this going to work? Because you've brought it online like so many things we've got to this year. How is that going to work?
Yeah, so it's a shame not to be seeing people face to face, of course, but it's all going to be online. So we have a couple of sessions which will be kind of a two-way video on Zoom that you have to book on for, but the most of the sessions will be on YouTube. So you can, you know, take part in the privacy of your own home, the safety of your own home, wearing your pajamas or anything like that, doesn't matter. You don't need to leave the house, and you'll just be able to kind of access the video content as and when you like, really. You can either do it live on the weekend or after the event has happened, really, you can catch up. Because there's so much so many different activities going on over the weekend, you might not have the time or the energy to do them all. So you can catch up on them later.
So when will it start and when does it finish?
So it's on Saturday the 9th of January and Sunday the 10th of January. Saturday is going to be a longer day, so it starts about 9 o'clock and it goes to about 5:30. And then on Sunday it starts at 10 and it will be finished by 4.
Oh, very good. So you say there's going to be lots of things going at the same time. So these will all be available after the weekend to have a look at if you're interested in any of the other sports or whatever there are.
Yeah, so at some points, you know, we're going to have multiple sessions going on at the same time. So if you do one of them live, you can catch up with the other one at a later date if you want to.
Oh, that's great. Could you give us some examples of what they're going to be on?
Yeah, sure. So we like to think we've got a bit of something for everyone. So we've got lots of different fitness activities like Pilates, yoga, bar, Zumba, got some core classes, boot camps, all sorts really. And we've got other things that aren't, you know, your stereotypical fitness sessions. We've also got a little bit of breath work and some meditation, mindfulness activities, and things that, you know, you might not have tried before, but it's a really good opportunity to try something new. So got some a nutrition talk as well, because obviously we know that being healthy isn't all about staying active, it's about eating well as well. And we've got a little inspirational talk. I say this, I'm told Laura, she needs to be very inspirational, from Laura Bird, who is a Cambridgeshire local and absolutely amazing person. And she has just written a book about how she ran 10 marathons in 10 days. And that was last year. So she's going to be talking at the end of the festival on Sunday afternoon to tell us a little bit about her journey.
Oh, that's interesting. That's great. So how do we get to do this? Is it all free?
It's all free. Yeah, I should have said that.
That's all right. I've just realised we didn't mention it.
Yeah, it's all absolutely free. So to find out more about it, you can either go to cambridge.gov.uk, so that's gov.uk, and we're featured on the homepage. So we're right front and centre. You can't miss it. Or you can check us out on Facebook. We're Get Moving Cam on Facebook. That will lead you to the Let's Get Moving Cambridge Facebook page. And there's details all about the festival on there.
And it's called the Healthy You Virtual Festival, isn't it?
Yeah, Healthy You Virtual Festival. So it's not just fitness, you know, there's a little bit of well-being and nutrition in there as well.
Yeah, I like the idea of the mindfulness and breathing, because I think, as we were talking off air just beforehand, that so much of what goes on with your exercise is in your head, and getting your head in the right mindset. And that kind of leads me on to January and us feeling a little bit flat in January. I've noticed online there's the red movement, or, you know, stop being red in January. Can you give us a little bit of a sort of overview of what that is?
Yeah, so Red January is an initiative led by Mind, the mental health charity, and it's been running several years now, and it's all about turning, their aim is to turn January from blue to red. And January, you know, is, like we were saying, Alex, before, it's a bit of a flat month at the best of times. You know, there's a little bit of a calm down after Christmas, and it's quite a challenging time, you know, still being in winter, but it doesn't have to be. You know, it's all about turning it into a little bit of positivity. And the red movement, it used to be about running only, but now it's opened up, and for the last couple of years it's all been about just getting active. So the aim is that you get active every day throughout January, whether that is going for a run or going for a walk or doing a bit of yoga or doing an online video, you know, like yes. a festival, anything really, you know, anything counts. Dancing around your kitchen, it doesn't matter what you do. It's all just about getting moving for positive mental health. We all need that at the moment.
I think you're absolutely right. And I love the fact that you said, of course, I was going to ask you what you need to do it, but I'm guessing everything on the online festival is designed so you can just do it in your house, in your living room, or
yes,
on the kitchen table or whatever.
Well, not on the kitchen table, maybe not.
I was kind of thinking of the laptop.
We do have a risk assessment.
Okay, nobody stand on your kitchen table when doing it. I was thinking rather watching it from your kitchen table. But yes, exactly. You could dancing around your kitchen in your pyjamas because nobody can see you. So you can have a lovely time.
No, exactly. I mean, really, there's no excuses. It is hard to motivate yourself sometimes to get out the house on a freezing cold January day to go to a sports centre to go and do an activity. But really, the benefit of doing stuff online is that you don't have very far to go from your bedroom to your kitchen floor, potentially. And you can dip in and out of things as well. And I think if somebody is new to fitness activities, you can do 10 minutes and that's okay. And then the next time you do something, you can do 15 minutes and you can build up your fitness gradually rather than kind of get thrown into the deep end a little bit if you're in a new class.
Yes,
for example.
Yeah. I think that's what a lot of us are worried about. We're going to get there and everyone's going to know what they're doing and we're the only ones that don't. You know, there are some positive benefits for doing all this online, isn't there?
Well, for me, I like doing things like the dancing activities. Doing it online is great because it means nobody else can see you.
Yep. And it doesn't matter if you go the wrong way as well and not bumping into anybody.
No, I do keep kind of kicking the kitchen cupboard though when I'm doing stuff.
Not so good. Well, thank you very much for that, Danny. That's absolutely brilliant. I really look forward to it. I'm definitely going to be signing up and having a look at some of the events at the weekend. So it's
Saturday and Sunday.
Lovely.
Or if you miss out, you can catch up later.
And there'll be other events during the year, will there?
Yeah, hopefully you'll have us on again and we'll talk about other things. If you follow us on Facebook, Let's Get Moving Cambridge, or Instagram, then you'll see what we're up to because we've got a lot planned.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Planning at the moment, I'm sure, is quite difficult for lots of people, but yeah, we'll do our best to bring you as many opportunities as we can.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Danny. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Cambridge 105 Radio.